Thank you, Brother Chairman, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I want to start this evening by saying something to you about the way Christadelphians study their Bible. Because unfortunately, this is not the way that everybody studies their Bible, but the way we go about it is this. Firstly, what we do is we assemble all the texts on a particular subject. And when you go through your Bible and you do that, sometimes you will find that there can be hundreds of texts on the one subject. But when you assemble all the texts on a particular subject, what you will find is that the overwhelming majority of those texts will make it clear what the Bible teaching on that particular subject is. Now, there may well be a small number of texts which are difficult to understand, and that can come about because, for example, it's hundreds of years since we got our authorised version of the Bible, and over time the meaning of the English words can change. Not only that, sometimes the context in which a particular statement is made affects the meaning of that particular statement. Occasionally in the Bible, mistranslations occur. And so you'll find that where, for example, the authorised version has a particular Greek or Hebrew word translated one way, you might find another 10 versions which disagree with the way that that particular word is translated. And so there can be a small number of cases like that, a small number of mistranslations of the Greek or the Hebrew. And the other thing is that in the Greek or the Hebrew, the original languages in which the Bible was provided, there can be idiomatic expressions which don't carry across particularly well into the English language. And to understand the expression, you need to understand the idiom. But they are very limited cases. So what we find is we assemble all the texts on a particular subject. We might find that there are a couple of texts which seem to be different to the vast majority of texts. And then when we look at those particular texts, those few texts which seem to be different, in the light of the overwhelming teaching of the subject, and we come to understand what the few texts which seem to stand out, that seem to be at odds with the general teaching, we come to look at what they really mean. Now that's not the approach which is taken by many others, unfortunately. Some people tend to take the few difficult, obscure texts and interpret all the other texts in the light on a topic in the light of those particular few obscure texts. And so I put it to you, I ask you, which method would you choose? Which method do you think is most likely to produce the correct understanding of the Bible? Taking the vast majority of texts and then looking at the few exceptions and coming to understand what they mean, or looking at the exceptions and then trying to interpret the vast majority of the text in the light of the exceptions. Exception.